time to study the Bible with all our friends, our brothers and sisters.
那我们今天晚上我们一起来思想人生。
Tonight, let us think about our life.
那在古希腊有一个人，他叫Pythagoras 哈。
There was a person in ancient Greek whose name was Pythagoras.
那有一次他是一个哲学家，很会想人生。
Pythagoras was a profound philosopher who thought about the meaning of life.
那记忆中呢，哲学家常常撞到墙壁啊，或是撞到电线杆。古时候没有电线杆啊，就撞到柱子。
In ancient times, philosophers would think so much as to knock themselves against poles or walls.
那这个哲学家有一次，他太太在家里面生了一个男孩子，哇，他很高兴。
Now there is this time when his wife gave birth to a son at home, and he was very happy about it.
那这时候他正在外面那个数石头，就要一边走一边看地上，在想人生。
But at the same time, he was outside the house, counting stones and thinking about life.
那他家仆人很高兴，就跑来说：“哎呀，先生啊，太太。”生了一个男孩子，很漂亮，很健康。
The servant rushed to him and told him very happily that his wife has given birth to a son.
他说：“不要告诉我了，这个孩子会死掉了。”
But the philosopher told the servant that don't tell me that because I know he's going to die.
那他的仆人很惊奇，说：“你为什么讲这种话？”
And the servant was astonished and said, "Why do you say such a thing?"
他说：“本来就是啊，你会死啊，我也会死啊，人生下来就是一直走向坟墓，就是会死的。”
And the philosopher answered, "This is a natural course of nature. We are born to die."
那他的人生还是这样子，继续数石头，继续看天，那一看地。
And so he continued to count the stones, looking on the ground and above the heavens, and thinking about life.
就是他一直在想人生到底是做什么的。
So he kept thinking about what the meaning of life should be.
不久之后，这个孩子生了一场大病。
Not long after, this son of his was sick.
那仆人又告诉他了。
And the servant again came to him and said,
他说：“主人啊，我实在不想告诉你，你这个孩子生了大病，后来就死了。”
Master, I didn't want to tell you this, but your son had contracted a fatal disease and died.
他说：“我老早就告诉你，这个孩子会死的啦，死是早晚会死，现在死或是在让他活100岁死，一样都是会死。”
Well, didn't I tell you so that one is born to die? No matter if he were to die now or 100 years later, he is going to die sooner or later.
人生的有涯是从古到现在每个人都想过的，并且也是所认定的。
So the
生也有涯，就是说你生命有一个终极点。
The end of life is something that all of us, including people in the past, have pondered over.
那你又怎么样呢
？How about you?
生有一个终局，这是大家都知道的。所以面对这个死，就有很多不同的对人生的看待了。
Since there's always the end point to life.What then is death? Because this is something that we all have to face one day.
你可能现在很健康。
You may be healthy now.
但是人能够活过100岁的也是不多了。
But there are very few who can live over 100 years old.
何况人生在世又有很多的天灾人祸。
How much more are the disasters and calamities in our lives?
所以中国人常说，你今天晚上上床，是不是明天能够下床呢？你不知道。
That is why it is said that no one knows if you're going to get out of bed the next day after you got into bed tonight.
在学生时代，有一个跟我们一起去德国留学的一个香港的中国人。
When I was still a student, I knew this student from Hong Kong who was there with me.
他好不容易去德国，跟他太太，他去了之后在德国结婚，啊，他太太赚钱来给他念书。
This Hong Kong student got married in Germany, and his wife tried to earn a living to support his studies.
他念了10年，拿到一个理工博士。
And after studying for 10 years, this student got a PhD in engineering.
那他也找到一个很好的工作。
He also found a very good job.
那他找到工作之后呢，他说现在换我太太念书啦，因为夫妻要一起长进啊。
So after he found his job, he told his wife that she should go and study because both the spouses should grow together.
他用他的薪水。 他第二个月就去贷款买了一辆很好的那个车子，他买说，车子要买就买好一点的，买一辆战车，好像他那瑞典的沃尔沃，他说这个比较不怕撞。So
the second month into his job, he decided to get a nice car for himself and his wife, and he got a Volvo.
然后他一方面工作，然后一方面他太太去上学。So
on the one hand, he was working at his job. And on the other, his wife studied.
换他太太念博士啊。And
his wife was studying for her PhD.
然后车子又买最好的。They
also bought the best car.
然后这时候呢，他太太怀孕了。At
that time, his wife got pregnant.
那大家都很羡慕说这个先生呢实在是好先生，然后这个家呢，他们也打算着有一个很好的未来。
And everyone admired this couple because she had a good husband and they had a bright future lying ahead of them.
他的职业非常好，所以他们就可以贷款又买了一栋房子。
And since this husband made a very good income, they could take out a large mortgage to buy a big house.
这是一个新的开始。
That was a new beginning for them.
但是呢，他们去上学，上他太太上了一学期之后。
But after one semester of study,
有时他送他的太太去学校。
Once he took his wife to school.
那对面就有一辆车子飞过来。
And there was another car that was going in the opposite direction.
是不同方向，那车子才冲过那个对面的安全岛，然后从他们的车顶上撞过去。
So this car that was coming from a different direction went over the ramp and flew over and hit the roof of their car.
所以好像战车的前面后面都有很好的那个在挡的那个铁柱啊铁板，但是呢那个上面坠落，他们一家两个人三条命都没有头了。And
so the tragedy happened. And the three of them died in the car, even though it was a Volvo that had steel panels that protected them from the front and the end, but not the top.
所以人有自然的，你到老一定会去世。
So it is only natural that after we get old, we die.
何况人在世上又会遇到很多的天灾人祸。
How much more are the calamities that we encounter in our lives?
你不知道你什么时候会离开世界。
You have no idea when you will pass away from this world.
几年前在德国有一个新闻啊。
Several years ago, there was this news in Germany.
我看美国人是一样，就是西方人呢，他们到暑假呢，一定要出去度假，不度假这一年过不去了。
For Europeans, they have to take a vacation each year.
那度假一定到国外去啊。
And they will go abroad.
就有一团度假的人。
So there was this one group of tourists.
他们要到那个地中海去，从德国坐飞机到地中海。
Who was going to take the plane to fly to Mediterranean area?
但是呢，中途呢被那个暴徒呢劫持到利比亚去了。
But on the way, on their flight, the plane was hijacked to Libya.
就双方德国跟利比亚谈判了。And
so the government officials of Germany and Libya had a talk.
谈的时候，德国就派那个特种部队去，用抢的就抢回来，啊，每个人都好好的就把他救回来。那救回来，因为离意大利比较近，他们是要去克里特岛，所以把他救到意大利。And
on the way, in the process of talk and negotiation, the Germany government decided to use a special task force to rescue their own people out of Libya. And because they were closer to Italy, they brought them to Crete.
那救的时候呢, 有几个人吓得心脏病死掉了, 死了两三个。
And in the process of rescuing these people, some of them were so afraid that they died of heart attack.
然后救到意大利之后, 救到罗马, 他们就要回到德国来了。
And so they returned to Germany via Rome of Italy.
他们有30几个人。
There were more than 30 of them.
那其他的没有死的, 有的受伤, 但是他们感觉还蛮幸运的。 这时候他们从罗马要到德国，他们不敢坐飞机啊。他们说医生也再不敢坐飞机，他们坐那个坐巴士。
So even though they felt very fortunate that they didn't die in this event, they didn't dare to take the plane to go back to Germany from Rome. Instead, they took just ordinary vehicle.
从意大利要到德国，要经过阿尔卑斯山的山路。
And on the way back to Germany, they had to go through the Alps.
那结果整个车子就掉到山谷里面。And
unfortunately, the whole vehicle went down a cliff.
那我印象很深刻，那个报纸在德国报道说，死神根本就不放过他们，他们该死的，不在飞机上死，到最后死在山谷啊。And
the newspaper said, it seems like the God of Death would never let them get out of his hand. Even though they didn't die from the hijacking, they died falling off the cliff.
人生命是有一个极限的。There
is a limit to human life.
无论你早死晚死，有一天总是会轮到你。No
matter you die soon or later, you still have to die.
所以有人讲个笑话说，最好不要跟棺材店的老板打交道。That
is why there's a joke that goes, well, you shouldn't associate with the boss of the funeral home.
那有一些棺材店老板，他可能脾气不好，或是一时生气，那做主人他说你不要笑，有一天总是等到你的。对，每个人都会被他等到。For
this owner of the funeral home, they might as well curse you and say that I will wait till the day when you come into my funeral home.
所以一般人家说，如果去棺材店要走的时候。 那棺材店的老板不会说，哎，再来哦。
That is why the owner of the funeral home would never tell anybody to come again.
那这也告诉我们，人有一天你总是会遇到人的结局。
But this tells us that everyone has to face our ultimate destiny.
那又怎么样呢？
What about it?
哲学家想破了头，撞破了那个撞倒了好几根柱子。
Philosophers have been thinking very hard and have knocked down several poles in the process of doing so.
到现在还是无奈，还是不晓得怎么办。
But they are helpless because they have no idea where life is going.
那一般的人呢？
How about normal people?
一般的人讲说，哎呀，无所谓啦，活一天算一天呐。
Oh well, it doesn't matter. Let us just live as days go by.
这才是比较中性的人生。
This is a more neutral life.
有人呢，就因为人既然是这样的有限，那他们就反抗堕落。
And some people think that since humans are so weak, we might as well just backslide.
所以在社会上，尤其在西方社会，就造成了很多的社会的边缘人物。
And so there are many people who are at the verge of committing different crimes and sins in the Western society.
他们不是积极向上，也不是真正的就是堕落，而是在很多在黑白当中的灰色地带过生活。
So there are those people who do not strive forward or upward in their lives, but instead linger in the area, the gray area of the society.
那有一些人呢，他们想说，既然人生这么的短暂，那他们就努力了。
Well, there are some people who think that if life is so transient, let us do our best and live to the fullest.
这就是积极的人生。
This is a positive life.
有人就要立功，立德，立言。
So there are people who want to have great achievements and accomplishments.
如果不能真正精神留下不朽的人呢， 有的人呢，也是用他的方法， 柱子上面， 或是 牌匾上面到处留下自己的名字，刻下自己的名字。
So while some others may never pass down their great thinking to the generations after, some people will try their best to establish monuments to remember themselves.
他们要在人间留下他们的名字。
They try to have their name and cave or engraved in different places.
所以很人生一直在努力，很多人一直在努力。
So there are many people in this world who are very diligent.
他们在他们的学术上面，他们在事业上面，一直的创造他们的事业。
In their academic world, in their business world, they are striving to establish their position.
这样的努力，在人生从在古代，在西方，在东方都是一样的。
And such diligence can be seen in the past, in the present, in the east and in the west.
但是这些又留下什么呢？
But what has all this diligence go to?
在希腊，他们说有一个人在推石头啊。
In ancient Greek, there was a person who was legend to be pushing a stone.
就是那个谢西佛斯的故事，我们都很熟悉的。
This is a story that is well known to us.
那西西弗斯他呢，就是他的人生的功课，因为他是犯了罪了哈，一定要把一个石头堆到山上去。
Since this person has committed a crime, he has to push the stones to a mountain.
他是努力的，他是流汗的。
So with sweat and diligence, he did so.
他每一步石头向前推一步，他就有一步的希望。
Every step he took.To push the stone up to the mountain, he had one more step of hope.
他人生是在创造，是在努力当中得到他的意义。
And he found meaning in his life in working.
所以他无论太阳怎么大，无论流怎么的汗，他就那一颗石头就一直向前推。
So no matter how much he sweat, no matter how the sun scorched him, he continued to push the stone up to the mountain.
他要把那个石头推上最山的山顶，这样他的工作就完毕了。
He wanted to push the stone to the pinnacle of the mountain to complete his job.
但是每当他石头推上要上山顶的最后一步呢，石头又掉下山脚下。
But every time he was going to reach the very top of the mountain, the stone dropped some distance, and he failed to do it.
2000多年前他在那边推，推到现在还在推。如果这是故事是真的话，你现在去希腊我会看到一个推石头的人，就是推了2000年的这个谢西佛斯还在推。
So if this legend were true, this person has been pushing this stone to the top of the mountain for more than 22,000 years, and you could see him right now if the legend is true.
这是古希腊的哲学家在描写人生的实相，就是这样子。
And this is actually a description by ancient Greek philosophers about life.
东方的中国人可能比较诗意啊。
The Eastern people seem to be more poetic.
他就把人送到月球去了。
So the Eastern people would imagine people living in the moon.
同样的，在月球上面，如果你看的话，那边不是有一棵桂树吗？
And didn't you see that tree on the moon?
那里有一个人叫做吴刚啊。
And beside the tree was a man.
他也是拿了一个大斧头。
Who carried a huge axe.
他的利器，他最好的这个工具，并且呢，他还是一个很粗壮的一个大力士。
This man was a strong man.
他要把这个树砍倒。
And he wanted to chop down the tree.
他每一个斧头拿起来的时候是充满了希望。
Every time he took his axe up.He had that ray of hope.
他砍下去想说一斧就倒了。
He chopped the tree, hoping that this chop.
但是当他没砍下去的时候，树可能掉了一个皮。
We let the tree fall, but instead, nothing happened to the tree except that there was a little scar on the tree.
当他斧头拿起来的时候，那个树又自动长满了。
And when this strong man took up the axe again, the tree again grew back to its original form.
所以吴刚一直在砍树嘛。
So this person kept chopping the tree.
一代砍过一代，现在你抬头一看，他如果是真的故事的话，他还在那里砍呢。
Generation after generation, this person has been chopping this tree on the moon, if the legend is right.
所以东西方都是一样的。
So it is true that this analogy is carried over from the east and the west.
对有积极思想人生的人，就像西西弗斯、像吴刚一样，不断的推石头，不断的砍树。
And so the intelligent beings in our society are just like this person who pushes the stone to the mountain top, or the person who's chopping the tree.
你有推不完的石头，你有砍不完的树。
There are forever the stone to be pushed.And a tree to be chopped.
每一代的人都有他们的理想，每一代的人都有他们的事业。
Every generation of men has their ideal and their goal.
不是有这样的话吗？事业比人的生命还长吗？
Didn't somebody once said that our career is longer than our life?
从古时候到现在，每一代的人都在立功、立德、立言，每一代的人都在为了学术、为了金钱、为了事业王国在拼命，但每一代人都去世了。
Every generation of men are trying to establish their own name in the academic world, in the business world, in terms of their wealth, in terms of their status. And yet, all of them, none of them has ever established themselves forever.
这是人的本质啊。
This is human essence.
那除了这个人生的这个无奈之外，再加上有天灾人祸，那这样讲起来，人生不是很灰色吗？这样人生不是不能活下去了吗？
If man is in this helpless state,And there are also calamities engulfing our lives, then it's our life that's disappointing.
应该不是的。
It should not be so.
我们在讲到这个四个晚上怎么样来追求人生的时候，我们现在先来看主耶稣对这个人生一般人的这个现象，他告诉我们一个故事。
In the next three nights, we're going to talk about how to pursue the meaning of life.And before we go on to do that, we shall like to see what Jesus has to say about it.
我们看路加福音十二章。
Let's turn to Luke chapter 12.
路加福音十二章。
Luke chapter 12.
十六节。
Verse 16.
路加福音十二章十六节。
12 verse 16.
路加福音十二章十六节。
Luke chapter 12, verse 16.
就用比喻对他们说，有一个财主，田产丰盛，自己心里思想说，
17.
我的出产没有地方收藏，怎么办呢？十八节。
18.
又说，我要这么办，要把我的仓房拆了，另盖更大的，在那里好收藏我一切的粮食和财物。十九节
19.
然后又要对我的灵魂说，灵魂啊，你有许多财物积存，可以做多年的费用，只管安安逸逸的吃喝快乐吧。二十节
20.
神却对他说，无知的人啊，今夜必要你的灵魂，你所预备的要归给谁呢？二十节
21.
反为自己积财在神面前却不富足的也是这个样子。我们一口气念完了这个故事。
We have read the story.
如果我们一点一点来看的话，这个人其实呢是一个非常幸运并且非常聪明的一个人。
If we read this story verse by verse, we find that he is actually a very intelligent and fortunate man.
十六节说他是一个财主。
Verse 16 says he was a rich man.
他有很多的资本。
And he had big investments.
他是一个资本家。
He is an investor, a capitalist.
他虽然有四个财主，有很多的财产，并且呢，他田产丰盛，他不是一个坐吃山空的阿伯。
So this person wasn't just a helpless old man, but instead he was a man who has immense wealth.
田产丰盛就是说他能够经营他的财产了。
And to have a lot of fields is to be able to carry on his career, his business.
他有好的。基础就是有好的，他是一个财主，并且呢，他能够经营，所以他是一个资本家，也是一个企业家。
So he was not only a capitalist, he was also industrialist, in the sense that he not only owned all those things, he knew how to manage them.
十七节说他自己心里思想。
So verse 17, he thought within himself.
他田产丰盛这么多了，并且多到没有地方收藏了。
What shall I do since I have no room to store my crop?
他能够看到问题。
He saw the problem.
并且他提出问题，看怎么办。
He raised the problem and thought about a solution to this problem.
所以 这个人也是一个思想家。
So this person was a thinking person.
那这样的一个人不但能够想，并且呢，他不是优柔寡断，想了两三天睡不着觉，在那里翻来翻去没有用的。
Even though he was a thinking person, he was also decisive at the same time.
他看到问题，提出问题，十八节他就又说，马上就说我要怎么办。他是一个有办法、能够很果决下判断的一个人。
And so he saw the problem, he noticed the problem, he raised the problem, and he found a solution of the problem and solved it.
并且这个是非常坚决的，他说要把我的仓房拆了，另盖更大的。
And that's why he said in verse 18 that I will pull down my barns and build greater.
这是很不得了的，在当时两千年前的有这样的思想人不多啊，很少。
2000 years ago, you will be hard pressed to find anyone with such kind of intelligence.
要把旧的拆掉，这是现代人的这种革命精神啊。
To pull down.Something is the spirit of our modern day society.
中国人的四合院就是舍不得拆，所以老房子盖在中间。那后来人多了怎么办呢？旁边再盖，再盖，再盖，越盖越多。
In the ancient Chinese society, the people were reluctant to tear down their old houses, so they had to build new annexes to their old building.
盖到最后就变成一个很小的胡同啊。
And so finally, they would build this whole place up.And it would be like a special district for the whole family.
这个人呢，两千年前他就把那个仓房小的过去的拆掉，盖更大的，所以这是一个革命家。
So this person is also a revolutionist in the sense that he 2,000 years ago pulled down his barn and built a new one.
并且呢，他说我要在那里好收藏我一切的粮食和财物。
And the verse continues to say that.There, I will store all my crops and my goods.
他现在收藏的不只是粮食，还有他的很多的财物，就是他的珠宝啊，他的可能有一些艺术品。
So he not only stored his crops, he also stored his treasures, including pieces of art.
所以他也不只是一个很铜臭味很重的人，他也可能带有一点艺术气息啊。
So he was not just a wealthy person, but also someone who has appreciation for art.
他也不只是一心想追求钱，他还能够第十九节，然后对他的灵魂说。
And he not only tended to accumulating wealth, but also to his soul. In verse 19,
他还想到说，赶快早早退休吧。
So you have many goods laid up for many years. Take your ease.
不要做到死啊。
Don't work till you die.
一直做到死有什么用呢？他对他的灵魂，这应该说他的心灵了哈，说。要享受一下。
So he told his soul or his heart that you should enjoy yourself.
所以他虽然有钱，并且呢能够想有计划，并且有点艺术气息，但是他也想说让自己安逸逸的吃喝快乐吧。他也不是说一头栽进去，一直要赚钱的那种的。
So even though he was a thinker, a planner, and someone who has great wealth.He didn't just think about that, but he also thought about enjoying his own wealth.
像这样的人，有关经济的这种刊物一定说这是一个青年的才俊或是创业的伟人，一定大大的狂问他说你怎么到今天这种地步啊？
Any business magazine today would describe this kind of person as a very talented entrepreneur.
先天很好。后天又努力，那命运又对他这么好，所以是财主，天产丰盛，又能够享，又能够盖仓房，又能够有食物，又能够有财产，并且呢还能够跟自己的灵魂对话。
So this person was not only gifted, he was also endowed with much talent, so much so that he was able to build a great wealth for himself, and he was even able to talk to his own soul.
这不是每个人所想要的人生吗？
Isn't this the life that everyone tries to have?
这不是人生的一个模范吗？
Isn't this a model of life that everyone pursues?
但是二十节从另外一个声音对他说。
By verse 20, God said to him.
他从来没有想到的。
God told him something that he has never thought about.
这里神出现了。
God appeared.
他没有在他人生的计划里面，他没有把神计划进去。
This person has never had a place for God in his plans.
神用另外一层次对他说。
God told him from another level.
神没有说你这个很聪明的人啊，你这个人很有智慧的人。
God didn't tell this person, you wise man, you full of wisdom.
大大的跟我们想象所相反呢，神说你这个是无知的人啊。
Contrary to our thought, God said to him, you fool.
怎么价值差那么远？
Why is it that God has a very different value system than that of ours?
对人世间是一个聪明的，是一个青年才俊，是一个创业的革命家，怎么在神说你是无知的人呢？
To the world, this person is a talented entrepreneur, an industrialist, and yet to God, he is a fool.
因为神说，今夜要你的灵魂呐。
God said to him, "This night, your soul will be required of you."
这个财主。这个革命家，这个思想家，这个企业家，他能够掌握他的财富，能够掌握金融界。
This industrialist, this revolutionist was able to control his own finances.
但是他没有办法掌握自己的生命啊。
But he was not able to control his life.
他没有办法掌握今夜。
He was not able to grapple of his night, his last night.
他可能可以影响到很多的人的生活，但是他没有办法，今天晚上他没有办法掌握自己的生命。
In his time, he was able to influence many people, and yet he could not take hold or grasp the last night of his life.
所以神说你是笨啊。
That's why God said to him, "You fool."
因为你不知道今天晚上如果你死了的话，这些东西要谁归给谁啊？
And God continued to say, "Then who?" Will those things be which you have provided?
因为他不会计算自己的日子啊。
Because this man does not know how to count his days.
所以他没有智慧。
So he has no wisdom.
他不晓得，他虽然模模糊糊知道说人生也有涯。没有把它放在心里面。
So this wise or this rich man, may be wise, and yet he does not take into account the end point of his life.
我们先来看诗篇九十篇。
Let's read Psalm 90.
诗篇九十篇第十二节。
Psalm 90 verse 12.
求你指教我们怎样数算自己的日子，好叫我们得着智慧的心。什么样的人是有智慧的？
Who are those who are wise?
就是你能够数算自己的日子。
Those who know how to number their days.
这是对每个人所讲的。
These are the words to everyone.
在这之前告诉我们说人生很快很短。
Before that,The Bible tells us that our life is transient.
并且里面很多的愁苦、劳苦、愁烦。
And our life is full of labor and sorrow.
不管你的人生是幸福的，或是不幸的，或是你是成就的，或是失败的，但是你要会算你的日子。
No matter we live a prosperous or a disastrous life, or if we are fortunate or unfortunate,We need to number our days.
如果你不会算日子的话，就会像那个看起来好像很聪明、很会理财，并且很有革命精神的那个财主。
If we do not know how to number our days, we're just likened to the rich man who knew how to plan his life.
在人眼光看起来他是智慧的，但是神跟他说你是笨蛋。
In the eyes of man, he may be wise and wealthy, but in the sight of God, he was a fool.
因为他不会算自己的日子。
Because he never knew how to count his days.
正常人如果 活三万个日子就差不多了。
A normal being would live for about 30,000 days.
三万，哎，对，三万听起来不多了。如果你有三万美金，也不多嘛。
Even $30,000 is not that much.
但是三万天的话也不多。
So is 30,000 days.
你数数看，如果你三万日子，你已经八十几岁了。
Think about it. If you have lived for about 30,000 days, you are probably over 80 years old.
如果你已经超过四十几岁，你已经活一万五千个日子了，剩下的后面的日子也是没有多少了。
And if you are about 40 years old, you may have lived about 15,000 days, and the rest of your life is not that long either.
但是你敢保证你能够活到八十几岁吗？
But is there any guarantee that you live till 80 years old?
我们就不要说有天灾人祸。
So we don't even need to talk about disasters in this world.
有一天你一定要放下这一切。
One day you have to forsake whatever you have.
那你又要怎么样呢？
Then what shall you do?
我们看何西亚书第六章第三节。
Let's turn to the book of Hosea chapter 6 verse 3.
何西亚书六章三节。
Hosea chapter 6 verse 3.
三节，我们务要认识真神，竭力追求认识他。他出现切如晨光，他必临到我们像甘雨，像滋润田地的春雨。这边告诉我们，在这个又短又不是很确定的人生里面，我们要追求一件事情，要追求认识神。
Here tells us that we should pursue the knowledge of the Lord in our short and uncertain life.
追求认识神。
We should pursue the knowledge of the Lord.
因为他临到我们像甘雨，像春雨。
He will come to us like the rain, like the latter and former rain to the earth.
所以，临到，他必临到我们像甘雨，要滋润我们。
So he will come to us and nourish us like the rain.
所以我们人生在这个短暂的人生里面，给我们每个人一个很重要的功课，就是来认识神。
So in this fleeting life of ours, we need to pursue the knowledge of the Lord.
你可能以前没有想过有神。
Maybe you have never thought about knowing God before.
你以前你认为说你可能就是那个神。
Or maybe in the past, you may think that you are the God.
但是可能你年纪越大的时候，你会感觉这个人生不是在你的手里啊。
But as you grow older, you discover that life is not in your hands.
记得我们还很小的时候，初中高中的时候，每次青年节哈，就是给年轻的节日的时候，画壁报、画海报，都是画一个大的那个轮子，然后呢画一个人站在握着轮子，或是哈来看着远方，说时代的巨轮超在我的手里。
When I was a little, we used to draw special posters for a special festival for young people. And in these posters, we will usually draw a big wheel with a person holding on the wheel, symbolizing that young people are taking charge of their own lives and their own future.
你年纪越大，感觉这个后来慢慢感觉这个巨轮怎么越来越小。
But as you grow older, or as I grow older, I began to discover that this big wheel that we used to draw on the poster seems smaller now.
等到有一天你感觉你握的不再是巨轮了，而是空空的两手。
Until one day, you will also discover that this big wheel of yours amounts to nothing.
你是不是到那个时候才来想说人生的结局之后是什么？
And are you going to then ponder over the consequence or the end result of our lives?
这就要寻找神。
Actually, we should pursue the knowledge of the Lord.
寻找神是人每个人都想过的。
To pursue the knowledge of the Lord is something that everyone has thought about.
因为从圣经我们知道。
Because we know that from the Bible.
人是从神创造的。
Human beings are created by God.
人一定要回到神那里。
Man has to return to Him.
不然的话，人生在世上只是像吴刚，只是像歇西佛斯一样，不断的劳苦，不断的痛苦，最后呢是荒谬的。
Otherwise, our life will be just like the person who is chopping the tree or pushing the stone, toiling to no avail.
所以 人拜神是我们每个人都会遇到的，并且也追求的。
So worshiping God is a fact of life that we all encounter and something that we have to pursue.
这跟文化没有关系。
This has nothing to do with culture.
不是说文化高的人就不拜神了。
It doesn't mean that those who are highly educated need not worship God.
只要你是一个人，因为每个人都是被神创造的。
As long as you're a human being, you need to worship God because you are created by Him.
你只能在神那里得到满足。
You can only find true satisfaction in Him.
美国社会最进步了。
American society is the most advanced in the world.
最文明了。
Most civilized.
人的文明提高，狗的那个世界也提高了。
As human civilization advances, so is that of a dog.
那这边有狗学校、狗旅馆、狗的食物。那有的狗，我前天去一个在埃曼迪一个信徒的家，他的狗呢送到德国去受训。那回来呢，他说他跟狗不能讲话，他说拜托你跟他讲几句德文。
So, even in the American society, you find schools and hospitals and various other institutions for the dogs. And there is this one member who sent his dog to be trained in Germany. And when the dog returned, the dog couldn't recognize its master's commands. So he asked me to talk to the dog in German.
因为他的狗真的是听得懂德文啊，因为是在德国受训的那个狗，所以只能听德文啊，英文也不行啊。
And indeed, the dog heeded to my commands in German because the dog was trained in there.
但是狗虽然好像也文明的提高了，但是你从来没有看到街上或是在哪个大礼堂里面有几只狗聚在一起说我们来拜神吧。
But no matter how quote unquote civilized dogs may be, you will never find a group of dogs telling each other to worship God.
但是你走到非洲或是走到南美洲丛林里面，在荒凉的地方，有的人还没有穿衣服的地方，他们两三个人只要是人，他们就聚在一起拜神了。
But if you go to Africa or even the rainforests in Central America, you find that there are all sorts of people who are worshiping God.
所以人生的短暂并不是代表人生的绝望。
So our fleeting life is not a reason for despair.
这个人生的短暂，人生的无常也告诉我们，我们要寻找一个永恒的。
Our fleeting and uncertain life demands that we seek a life that is eternal.
要寻找一个能够在你度完这个今生之后带你到永远的。
And it forces us to seek a life that will bring us to eternity.
神是绝对的。
God is absolute.
所以绝对的神才能够担保我们这个有限的人能够带到那个永生。
So only the absolute God can guarantee our mortal human beings to enter into eternity.
永生是什么？
What then is eternal life?
永生在哪里找？
Where can you find eternal
life? 有限的生命过去了又以后要怎么样？
What is going to happen to us after our fleeting life?
这一连串的问题也就是我们继续要查考的问题。
These series of questions are the questions we are going to discuss and ponder over.
但是今天晚上你见在我们中间。
Tonight you have come among us.
我们真耶稣教会。
To our true Jesus Church,
是神所设立的教会，
which is established by God.
在这里有神。
In this church, there is God.
在这里要让你体会有神的存在。
It is here where you will experience God's existence.
今晚上只要你愿意，
Tonight, as long as you are willing,
神要让你体会出他就在你的里面，他就要跟你同住，他就要把你的生命改变。
God will let you experience God in you and God dwelling in you and that he will transform your life.
我们基督教会神同在，所以有赐下圣灵。
Since the church is established by God, we also have been given the Holy Spirit by Him.
圣灵就是神的灵。
The Holy Spirit is God's Spirit.
神的灵要跟你同住，神的灵要浇灌下来，让你体验到说，在人的有限的人生里面，有一个无限的神跟你同在。
God's Spirit will dwell in you to let you know that this infinite God will dwell in you, and that there is this.Eternal God, that will abide in mortal human beings.
圣灵的降下要证明说有神。
The descent of the Holy Spirit will prove that there is God.
圣灵的降下要解决你人生的很多问题。
The downpour of the Holy Spirit will solve many of your problems.
圣灵的降下要把你有限的生命变成无限。
The descent of the Holy Spirit will let you understand that there is a life eternal.
不是在哪里找。
It is not where you can find it.
不是上高山，也不是下深海。
You do not go up to the mountain or deep into the ocean.
也就是在今天晚上。
It is here tonight.
今天晚上，只要等一下，我们要一起祷告。
We are going to pray together.
你就要很虔心的跟神说。
As long as you reverently say to the Lord,
我人生是有限的。
My life is limited.
我要寻找一个无限的神。
I want to find this infinite God.
神啊，请你跟我同在。
Oh God, please be with me.
神啊，请你给我一个证据。
Oh God, please give me an evidence.
那神就是耶稣。
God is Jesus.
所以等一下，如果你要体验这个神，你就奉耶稣的名祷告，那念哈利路亚，赞美主耶稣。
So if you truly want to experience this God, you need to say in the name of Jesus we pray, or I pray, Hallelujah, praise the Lord.
啊，求主耶稣，求神把你的灵降在我身上。
May Jesus and may God give you the Holy Spirit. He will hear your prayer.
不是在明天后天，而是在今天晚上。
It is today, not tomorrow night, nor the night after.
今晚上神的灵就要跟你同住，要降在你身上，把你的生命改变，
tonight,
把你的有限的生命变成无限。
Tonight, the Spirit of God will dwell in you and transform your life, and you will turn your mortal life into life eternal.
那我们希望你们明天之后继续来查考。
And we also hope that you will come and study the Word with us again tomorrow.